protecting your privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday and boy is it cold outside. We started the program this morning. It was minus 9.8 in Kennebunk. I'm sure it's cold where you all live. The whole country is in, well, it's not what Mr. Gore says. It's not global warming across the whole country today. It is cold, cold, cold. Orlando in the mid-20s. So if you have friends and family members going down to Disney, they're not in the outside pool, believe me. If we can help you, the number 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll work together to help you with your special gardening project, whether it's something from the past or something that you're planning to do. Maybe you had some problems with the weather and you've got some plants that got damaged. Give us a call. We'll work together to solve those problems for you. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up for us this hour?
Okay, first up we have Rhonda on the line, who's looking for some help with an indoor plant in her office.
Okay, Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good, thank you. If I lose you, I'm going through the big tunnel.
Okay.
I work in an office, and there is heat in the office, but I turn on a space heater when I get there, so it's not exactly warm all the time. And I rescued an orchid from the garbage from a coworker who had let it die. I thought it was dead, but I said, well, let me try it. I put it in the window. I watered it. It has some long green leaves on it. But I was just wondering if there's any chance of this thing ever blooming.
Okay. When you look at the leaves, the leaves fairly wide and dark green, like a belt would be? Or are they thin and narrow?
I'd say they're kind of medium. But they do have like a fan fold out towards the end of them.
Okay.
It's like they're pleated almost at the ends of the leaves. And I don't know if that's
okay.
From my lack of watering or overwatering or the temperature, or what?
There are different types of orchids. The one that's the easiest to have it reflower is called a Phalaenopsis. And a Phalaenopsis, the leaf is about 2 inches wide, dark green. The end of the leaf is kind of rounded almost. Then there are many other varieties that the leaf itself is thin, has a crease right down the center of it, and when you get to the point, it's pointed rather than rounded. That could be a Cymbidium orchid, and that's something that will reflower, but it's going to take more time. Now, if it's pale green rather than dark, dark green, let's say it is a Cymbidium orchid. This time of the year, on all orchids in New England, give them as much sunshine as possible. They will take full hot sun all day long because of the length of the day. Where I live in Maine, my orchids are in south-facing windows from the time the kids go back to school in September. They come in the house, they go in a south-facing window, and they stay there until, mid-May. When it's safe to plant tomatoes, then those orchids go outside in a shaded area on my back deck, and they stay in that shaded area until September. But during the fall, the winter, and the spring, they are facing south. Now, what I want you to do when you get to work is pull the plant out of the pot slowly, because it could be little pieces of bark, little chunks of bark about the size of one knuckle on your index finger, and see how tight it feels. So just slowly pull it out, and if it feels really, really tight, it would help the plant a great deal if you could repot it. And if you go down to any nursery, they'll probably have some orchid bark that you could redo that to. When I repot my orchids, growing them in just bark, if you have a greenhouse, it's perfect. But when you try growing them inside the house, they tend to dry out quicker. So when I repot mine, I use 50% orchid bark and 50% sphagnum peat moss. And instead of being brown like regular peat moss, it's kind of a creamy color. And the actual pieces of moss could be 3 or 4 inches long. It's called long fiber because it hasn't been chopped up. And I mix the long fiber sphagnum with the bark into a pot a couple of inches larger. Now, you have to think that rather than buy all of this, see if there's a nursery near you that could repot it for you, and it would be a lot cheaper than buying $20 worth of moss and bark, and they could do it for you. But bump it up from a 4-inch to a 6-inch or a 6-inch to an 8, and then once I do that, I use Osmocote. They're like little BBs. It's a fertilizer. And I feed them with the Osmocote in January and in June because it lasts 6 months. And when I have it outside during the summer in a place where it gets shade during the heat of the day, I fertilize those orchids once a month with something like Miracle-Gro or the Neptune's Harvest. And what has to happen is the orchid plant that you have has to make a new branch or a new stem, and that's where the blossom will come. So if it stays in that pot and it's tight and it doesn't generate some new growth, then it won't flower again. So you've got to give it plenty of light, plenty of food, water as needed, and orchids can take temperature in the 50s. For a month or two, and it won't hurt it. The way that they force orchids into bloom is to change the temperature. I was at a trade show. I talked to some orchid growers, and they can have an orchid bloom for any day of the year by playing with the temperature. And what they told me is they keep their orchids in a greenhouse in the 70s, or warmer, and when they want to make it bloom, they'll drop the temperature for a month to the 60s. And I said, well, how do you do that in Florida? They said they run the fans day and night to cool the greenhouse. And by lowering the temperature from what it's normally kept at, it will encourage it to make a blossom. So you give that a try. And Rhonda, it will work for you. And remember, if you want to clean your office air, the philodendron, the heart leaf, the split leaf, or any kind of philodendron, that's the best indoor plant to clean the air. It will consume toxic fumes in the air. And if you had signed up for my newsletter, and you still can, go to www.paulparent.com, and at the very bottom, you just put in your email address, and every Thursday we'll send you an email newsletter. It's free. This past Thursday, we talked about plants that clean the air. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Jeff on the line, who's got a question about planting trees.
Jeff, good morning, and welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I hope you're keeping warm this morning.
It's cold out there.
Yeah. I had a question. We live in Maine, and I always wondered about those, 50% off sales for trees at the, end of the growing season that the nurseries have, uh-huh. In November and late October. And I wondered if at least here in Maine, if late in the season it's okay to plant, like maples or oak. And would you do anything different or not do? And how late do you think it would be okay to get those in the ground?
Okay. We're coming up on the break. Jeff, you hold up. And when we come back, we'll tell you exactly what to do. And, yes, it's worth it. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Are you waking up at night for bathroom trips? I'm Jonathan Greenhut, president of New Vitality. This year, we sent out thousands of free bottles of Beta Prostate, the natural supplement for men. But some of you still haven't called for your free bottle. As we go into the new year, make the resolution to support your prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. This free offer is for a limited time, and once it's gone, it's gone. Start the year right. Dial 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Dial 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and if you're just joining us and you'd like to call, the number is 800-259-9231. It's cold outside. We're going to think about springtime. So if we can help you to plan your garden or maybe some projects that you've got in mind this year, give us a call. We'll all work together. We're talking with Jeff. And Jeff wanted to know if these 50% off sales are good and how late in the year can you do it. Jeff, I used to work at a nursery for many, many years. I started working in the nursery industry 1968. And every year at the end of the season, we would have a big clearance like that. And at first, you know, I said, well, you know, there's no leaves on it. How's it going to grow and so forth and so on? But I've planted many things late in the year. And the nursery that I worked at, I'll never forget, the second year I was there, they had a big landscaping job. It was a brand new bank that was being built. It was running behind, and the bank could not open, according to the town, until all the landscaping was done. And we were doing the landscaping the week after Thanksgiving. And we had ordered all of the shrubbery in because they needed specific things that we had sold out on the end of the year. And we even put down sod. And it was incredible. The truck came in. And everybody that worked at the nursery was there putting out the sod because we knew that if we didn't get it down when it came in, that overnight it would freeze, and it's in a roll. Well, we got everything but one pallet of sod down. We came back the next morning, and it was frozen solid, the whole pallet. And we ended up bringing a portable propane heater. We did a little plastic greenhouse around it. We pulled the individual rolls apart, and we heated this little greenhouse so that the sod would thaw, and we got it down. But this was the week after Thanksgiving, and it took us a whole week to get it done, but we did it. I just planted at my house 6 blueberries and 8 raspberry plants in November. I went by a nursery that I frequent, and they had a sale that was 70% off. They were in 1-gallon cans. I dug a hole, but I planted it like I would in the spring. I added compost. I put some soil moist into it, worked it in really well, planted it, and I kept watering it until the ground froze. And that's the secret. You can't just put it in there and expect it to survive by itself. Now, if you're putting in a tree, whether it's a maple or an oak or a flowering crab, that root system is not going to really grow until spring because the ground is getting colder every single day. But you've got to jump on the season. In the spring, as the ground warms up, as the top of the tree begins to absorb the heat, the tree will signal the root system start to grow. So it does give you a jump on the spring. It does give you a plant that you paid a lot less money for, and it will do real well. But if the tree is over 6 feet tall, you should stake it. Buy a staking kit, and what you'll get is 3 sticks, 3 pieces of wire, some hose that goes through the wire so that when it's attached to the trunk of the tree, the wire doesn't dig in and hurt the bark. And that way, when it's windy, it doesn't blow over. And just keep it wet. So take advantage of those fall sales. Now, the thing that you want to do is look at the root ball. As long, if it's in a plastic pot, no problem. If it's in a balled and burlap, make sure that the ball is firm and it's intact. If the root ball is all loose and mushy, leave it there. But a nice hard root ball, great. 800-259-9231. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parrot Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage Sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. And I just want to remind you one more time that if you would like to get an email newsletter, it's free, and you'll receive it every single Thursday. You just go to my website, paulparent.com, P-A-R-E-N-T, like mom and dad. And at the very bottom of the front page, just scroll down to the bottom, you put in your email address and hit submit. And every Thursday you'll get a newsletter. And we have a lot of things planned this year. One of the projects that we're going to be doing is, and you can only do this if you are a member of the email newsletter. We're going to be giving you some cotton seeds to grow. And most of us have never seen cotton. I have, because my sister-in-law lives in Virginia, And when we went to see her, I told her I needed to see what cotton looked like. And she took me to a field, and it was in September, and it, all the pods had burst, and you could see all the white cotton through the field. It was really fascinating to see and to pick up a pod and to see the strands of cotton, and the seeds are incredible inside. So we're working out something with Bayer. And Ken Kukurowski is going to be telling us about it and telling you how to grow it and everything else. But the only way that you can get the seed is if you are a member of the Paul Parent Garden Club email newsletter. Again, front page, put in your name, your email address, and hit submit. And every Thursday you'll get 4 articles. You can print it or delete it, whatever you want to do. Okay? Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Pete on the line, who's got a question about squash.
Pete, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I've got a favorite squash, and I'm not quite sure what the name of it is. Either Sunburst or Sunshine. It's close to a buttercup squash, except it's orange like a pumpkin.
Yep.
I don't know if I can grow it from the seeds from the squash itself, or if I've got to actually buy seeds to get it to grow.
If you have some of those squash in the house, you can grow it from those seeds. Now, if it is a hybrid, then it's not going to look exactly the same, because a hybrid is they take, you know, a male plant and a female plant, they cross it, and they end up with something totally different. So you may have the same shape, but it may be a different color. It could be the same color. And if you planted 10 seeds, you could get some that have more genes from the mother and less from the father, and vice versa. But when you buy seeds from a company, it comes from that particular plant. And the time where you would have a problem, if you grew it in your garden and you had zucchini or butternut or spaghetti squash or any of the others, there's a chance that the bees took some of the pollen from your butternut and put it on that particular squash. So you may get some characteristics of butternut squash on it, but, you know, try it. What have you got to lose? Plant, you know, pick up, cut it, dry the seeds, you know, take all of the pulp off of it, and
so you
put
wash
it on
them at
some,
all, or just pull the pulp and dry them?
What I've done, I've saved pumpkin seeds and for my kids, because they wanted to plant the same pumpkins for the next year. And all I did is we cut the pumpkin open, we took out the seeds, I washed them with warm water to get all that pulp out, and then quickly put it on paper towels and put paper towels on top and bottom and patted them so that I could pull the moisture off. And I let them air dry for 2 days till I felt they were really, really dry. And then don't put them in anything that's plastic, because plastic doesn't breathe and you could get mold. I just take a regular white envelope that you would mail a check to somebody or a letter in, write on it what it is, put the seeds in it, and then put it someplace where you will remember where you put them, and then you can start them later on. And you've got a good chance. I mean, if you put in 10 plants, I would start all 10 and then pick out the healthiest looking plants, and then putting whatever you can in your garden, you should have the same thing. And again, if they're, when a hybridizer plants it, the whole field will be the same variety. And if you grew it in your garden next to zucchini, you may get a little bit of zucchini. So you may find different color, different shape, maybe even a little bit of different taste, but what do you get to lose? Give it a try.
All right.
Okay.
Give them the basement maybe until
keep it cool. Yeah. You know what I do, Peter, when I save seeds? If I put it on my tool chest, it's like the tool chest eats it. So I take that envelope, I take a push pin, and on the rafters in the cellar, I put a push pin or a tack to hold it. So when I come down the cellar stairs, I see it, and I know it's there, and that way it's not lost. Or put a push pin right over the washer, the dryer that you may have in the basement. That way you know where it is. And okay. when the time is right, you're ready to go.
All right. And plant them.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you. Yeah, bye.
Bye. And what you want to do is you can plant them directly in the garden, or you can start them in the house. And like when I start pumpkins and zucchini squash, summer squash, and I grow spaghetti. I like that spaghetti squash. I'll start it in the house about 2 weeks before I'm going to plant it, because this is a vine. And if I start it a month ahead of time, by the time I put it outside, it's probably 2 feet long and it's running and it becomes a mess. So I just start it a couple weeks before I'm going to put it in the garden. And then what you have to do is this. If you go from the house to the garden and the weather is cold, the foliage is accustomed to 70 degree temperatures, we'll say, or whatever you keep the house at. So what I do is I take them out of the house, I put them in my garage, and that way it gets accustomed to the cooler temperatures, but I don't have to worry about getting it chilled. So during the day, before I leave to go to work, I put the plants out in front of the garage. When I get home from work, they go inside the garage. So that way at night, they're sheltered, but they're getting accustomed to the cooler temperature. And that's what's called hardening off your plants. And all greenhouses that sell seedlings, what they do is they grow the seedlings in the greenhouse or transfer them to a cold frame. And before they sell them, if they're growing them in the greenhouse, they turn off the heat, they open up the doors, and they turn on the fans to circulate cold air in the greenhouse to get the plants accustomed to cooler temperatures. And they harden off the foliage, that way they can better adapt. Because if you go from 70 and you put it outside and it's now 40, the plant will have problems adjusting. It's going to change color. And tomatoes, if you've ever grown tomatoes inside the house and then you put them out in the garden and they turn red or purple, that's because they weren't hardened off. And they go into like a temporary shock. And actually what it does, it sets back tomatoes as much as 2 weeks. So if you're ever buying tomatoes and they look to have a reddish color or a purple color, that's because they went from a hot house to cold outside temperature. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have David on the line who's looking for a recommendation on a shrub.
Okay, David, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, David.
Oh, yeah. Hi, good morning. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm fine. And, yeah, I had a question about my home where I would like to put some kind of a brush or shrub. Where I'm speaking of is shady and cold. It's the northeast corners of the house.
Okay.
And there's water, too. Water seems to collect in the area. And I was just wondering if you could tell me of a plant I can put in there that's a little bit colorful and against the house and against the deck, if you have some suggestions.
Okay, and how tall do you want it to grow?
How tall?
Yes.
It could be, maybe three feet, something like around there.
Okay.
I mean, it really doesn't. And,
okay, and it's getting some morning sun and late in the day sun, or is it shade all day?
I've recently cut some trees. I don't know what it's going to be really like in the summer now. It'll get more sun than it was, but before it was essentially almost no sun at all. And now okay. I've cut some trees, it might get a little bit of summer sun.
Okay. Now, when you say that it's wet, is there standing water there?
Yes, in the springtime, there can be standing water, but it's not like really long time. It goes away fairly quick, but it does kind of build up in that area a little bit. You know, it doesn't drain as well as, say, other parts of the house.
Okay. Okay. What I want you to do is this. When the spring comes, I want you to take a shovel and I want you to dig a hole the depth of the blade of the shovel.
Okay.
And just put the soil to one part and let's see if the hole fills full of water.
Oh,
okay.
No, it won't
coming.
Do that. Oh.
It won't do that.
No,
okay.
No, sir.
So it's only when you get a good rain, it sits
for
a day or two. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
right.
I think probably the best plant for you for wet soils like this and shade would be a plant like mountain laurel.
Okay.
And mountain laurel will grow. I mean, you can keep it at any height, but you can buy mountain laurel and keep it at 3 to 4 feet, no problem at all. And the other plant that's almost in the same family, kind of a cousin, is called Japanese Andromeda. Andromeda. Japanese Andromeda. Or Mountain Andromeda. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals.
Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And today, it's cold, so we're going to say that today belongs to Al Gore for his global warming theory. I think it just flew out the window, especially if you live down south. The entire south, Florida, for example, mid-20s, and they're talking loss of the strawberry crop, the tomato crop, the citrus crop. Tropical plants have got major, major problems. So if you need a houseplant, buy it now, because if the weather continues, there's going to be a shortage of good tropical plants, because most of them are grown directly outdoors. And even down in the southern part of Florida, Miami yesterday was 40 degrees. Talk about a vacation hotspot. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Ann on the line, who's got a couple questions for you about squash borers and also about winter planting.
Okay. Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. The squash borers wiped out, I assume it was ours, but my neighbor said it was hers was all wiped out by the squash borer. And I was going to ask, too, what type of squash? I heard the Argonaut squash has 8 months in stirrers, just like the Waltham butternut. And also, mm-hmm. It's called winter sow. You put your seeds in soil in milk bottles or something you can see through, and you put them outside this time of the year. And they know when the seeds are supposed to know when to wake up and start germinating. And it say, like, my neighbor did 25 of them, and other people I know did them. And I was just wondering, can I do it with the vegetables, or have you ever heard of this? She lost some, but not all, you know, like 3 yeah. out of 25.
Yeah. I mean, if I've had tomatoes that germinated out of the garden that I never planted. They were from tomatoes when I cleaned the garden. They fell on the ground. I probably stepped on them, and the seeds stayed there. And they're like volunteers. I've had that happen with peppers, and I've had it happen with squash. I mean, it's not the exact science. You'd be a lot better off to wait until the season. I mean, I wouldn't do it now. If you want to do it, wait until April. Fill your containers with soil in April, and then put your seed in it. See, the reason is this. If you put those containers outside now, and they fill full of water, that container is going to turn into a block of ice, and it's going to kill the seed. If you wait until April, that container is not going to turn into a solid block of ice. It's going to get wet, and you're going to have some drainage holes in the bottom. And I've grown plants in containers like that. What you do is you take, like, empty half-gallon milk jugs, cut them in half, throw the top half away, and now you've got a nice, solid container that you can grow things inside. But if you're going to keep the container outside and they're going to get wet from rain, then you have to punch some holes in the bottom. Otherwise, it's going to fill full of water, and instead of the seeds growing, they're going to rot. But I wouldn't do it at this time of the year just because of the weather and temperatures and things like that. I would wait until April 1st, and it would be just like direct seeding into the garden. Mm-hmm. And if you can keep them someplace where if you do get, you know, we get some good rain during April. And if they're exposed to the elements and we get an inch or two of rain, that soil is going to be all mud, and you do run the risk of having them rot. So wait until April. Keep them outside, and when the soil gets to the right temperature, they will germinate. But I wouldn't do it now. Maybe if you lived in Florida, or you lived in South Carolina or someplace like that, but not in New England. It's just way too cold. Thank you. Jared, I don't think we're not going to be able to get another call in. If we can help you, give Jared a call right now. 800-259-9231. And go sign up for the email newsletter. Right on the front page, paulparent.com. Put your email address, hit submit, and you'll have your newsletter on Thursday.